Hello, folks, and welcome to another episode of On My Mind. I'm Shelley Griffith, and today I'm delighted to have as my guest a senior at Tennessee Wesleyan University, Bevan Harrell, who is the Student Government Association president, and we're delighted to have you with us today.
Thank you for having me. I'm excited.
Good. I want you to tell our listeners, if you will, a little bit about your background, where you were raised, went to school and high school before you got here to Wesleyan.
So I was raised mostly in Maryville, Tennessee, and that is where I went to high school as well for all 4 years. So definitely a rebel, born and raised.
Now, if I understand correctly, haven't they been like football state champs for 200 years or something?
The football team is definitely the most excellent football around for our town, at least.
It's really something when we watch that. Now, did you play sports in high school?
Yeah, I played golf all throughout high school.
Right. And if I understood, when you and I chatted, you're on the golf team here at Wesleyan.
Mm-hmm. I've been on the golf team since freshman year, too.
Great. How have you all done? Pretty well?
We've done okay for this semester, at least. We ended up winning our last tournament that we played in, and one of our girls actually placed first in the tournament.
Great. That's awesome. Now, in coming to Wesleyan, tell me how, and you mentioned this before, but tell our listeners the reason that you got here to Wesleyan, or reasons.
So I first, when I was looking at colleges, I was going back and forth where I wanted to go, and I was deciding if I wanted to play golf or not. If I wasn't going to play golf, I was going to go 2 years free at Pellissippi State. But then I met Coach Harrison, who is the golf coach here at Wesleyan, and I loved him to death. So I ended up playing here at Wesleyan to come play golf and go to school. But also my granddad went to school here a long time ago. So it's kind of family connections and like golf connections.
I think that's great. And of course, as when I've told you that your granddad and I have been friends for 40-something years, and I think it's just a delight. I know he's tickled to have you right here. Now, in becoming or getting elected, if you will, as the student government president, did you seek that out? Did some friends want you to run for that? Had you been on the student government before?
Since freshman year, I've been on it a little bit because I started out as one of the reps for a different club. I was a representative for my sorority during SGA freshman year. And then I ended up applying for a board position as a secretary junior year. And then I went along with it, and it was me and another girl only running. So we both went for president and then vice president.
Did she get vice president then?
Yeah, she really wanted to do vice president. She was like, I'll let you have president. I was like, sure, I really want to do it.
I love it. Have you found that's been more than you wanted to do, or is it just pretty much what you thought it was since you've been on the board?
I thought it was basically what it was, because Lauren, before, who was previous president, she would tell me things she had to do and stuff like that. And I like staying busy, so it's kind of been really nice.
Good. How often do you all meet as a board? Or
for SGA itself, we meet biweekly for all the clubs. And SGA meets every Thursday anyways, because we go from the whole board meeting to just an exec board meeting the next week.
And tell the listeners, because those who've been to college understand, but a lot have not, the functions of a student government in a collegiate setting. I was fortunate to serve on student government back when I was here in the 60s, way long ago. But tell our listeners what you all provide for the students here on campus.
So our student government's very different compared to a very bigger school like UT and everything. We have a very smaller exec board and representatives. But our basic role is to give money to the clubs on campus. So if they want to go to a leadership opportunity, like specifically if a sorority wants to go to learn more about their exec positions, we help fund their trips when they go.
Oh, that's great. So there are fundraisers, or you receive some money from the school fees?
Our money comes from student activity fees. Hmm. So the amount that is set aside, part of it goes to just SGA.
Good, good. So it's not about having to do these fundraisers all the time because you are so busy, as you had mentioned. And how many hours now, Bevan, are you actually taking as a senior to be able to graduate this year? How many semester hours?
I think this semester I'm taking 15 hours, probably.
That's a pretty heavy load. And share with our listeners, because I found it fascinating talking to her previously about career choice beyond college, graduate level. Discuss with them what you're going to do, hope to do.
So I end up deciding that once I graduate with my bachelor's, I will probably end up taking a gap year so that I can start my application process for medical school.
Great. Any schools in mind right now?
Probably my top picks would be Quillen Medical School, which is in Johnson City. And then Vanderbilt is okay, but I don't know how I feel about Vanderbilt still. And I really like John Hopkins.
Oh, wonderful. Great schools. And I was a graduate of the University of Tennessee in Memphis at the time. And we've got some great programs, and that's exciting. And it's way too early to get in mind, but then maybe you do, as I did, have a specialty you might consider in medicine.
I was bouncing back and forth between a bunch of different specialties because I thought I really wanted to do like general surgery when I was going to it. But then I did an internship at the Athens Hospital, and I was bouncing back between ICU, radiology, and anesthesiology.
Oh, goodness.
And I figured out that the specialty that I really want to do right now is forensic pathologist, which I think would be really fun.
Absolutely. And you probably already know, and folks, many of the listeners may know, that we have the leading forensic pathology and anthropology program in the country in Knoxville, just a few miles away, with a Dr. Bill Bass started. He's no longer there except in an advisory capacity, but the so-called body farm, I guess you've heard of that, Bevan. But it's just outstanding. What a wonderful area. I think that's fascinating. Now, share a little bit about family, brothers, sisters.
I have two older siblings, and they're both married, and they both have kids. So I have two nephews and a niece right now.
Good. And they're in the area then, East Tennessee? Or
my brother lives in Athens because he works in a construction company that my papaw built.
Oh,
so he took over for my papaw. And then I think my sister jumps back because they used to live in Johnson City, so I don't really know where they're at the moment.
It's okay. Now, in preparing for medical school, and certainly I can share what she's doing now, share with the listeners some of the coursework that you're having to take and at this time, different courses.
So obviously you have to take everything for the MCAT. So it's always nice to have the courses related to MCAT problems that you need. So I've taken like biochem, organic, microbiology, and things like that. And I've actually finished all my course requirements for the MCAT. I just need to start studying actively for it to remember everything I've learned.
When is your MCAT then?
I'm planning on taking it either June or July. I haven't set up a date so far yet.
Okay, so you've got a few months to get that ready. And for our listeners, the MCAT is just a test that's been around for forever, it seems. I had to take it all those years ago. Various types and differentials of questions that some that I remember, Bevan, that had nothing to do with medicine. I'll never forget we had 30-something questions about opera and art. I'm sure I failed every section of that because that's not what you take normally in undergrad work. Now, at this point, some of your professors here, you have enjoyed being with them. They're teaching you a lot of stuff. Have they given you any specific advice about medical careers or not necessarily?
So it was hard at first because I had an advisor. His name was Dr. Gaynor, but he left last year coming into my senior year, and he was my, like, advisor for like just medical school because that's what I wanted to go into. But then it switched to Dr. Hubert, who I absolutely love. She is amazing. She is like one of the plant professors at school here. So she tries really hard because she went to graduate school and like, trying to push people to go. And she's trying her best to like put me in a right direction for medical school. Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's been a big help.
And family-wise, they're supporting your decision, I hope, for medical school.
Yep, absolutely. They would love to have a doctor in the family.
That's a great thing. It never hurts to have a doctor or nurse in the family. Now, as you've spent your time here at Wesleyan, share with the listeners who maybe have not been to college, what really excites you and has been the best part of being a student here at Wesleyan, a smaller school?
The best parts is probably having small class sizes and just getting to know the people year round. I get to know professors one-on-one, and I get to meet a lot of different friends because I'm constantly in the same classes as them. So it's just easier for connections with people.
I think that's a great point. And folks looking at small schools, larger schools, that's a perfect statement, Bevan. Just that connectability, I think, with professors, very important. They know who you are. The friendships that you make, certainly the athletic team when you're on that. Now, do you have anyone, say back home at all, who's talking to you about college and you would encourage them to look at a place like Wesleyan?
I don't talk to many people now that I'm a senior, so I lost those connections, but I actually had one girl on my golf team who's a year younger than me. So she was asking me when she started her transition to go into college, and I pushed my coach. I was like, hey, she was on my high school golf team. I was like, she might be a really good option. And she actually ended up coming here. So it's amazing.
Well, and we have said on a different level that some of the best recruiters for a college have to be you all, students. You have to be able to say this is a great place to go, or at least think about that. Now, share with our listeners some of the experiences that you might have had as a student here, some of the things that go on, plus the athletic side of it, some of the fun tournaments you might have been to.
So I've been probably in a bunch of different things on campus, anywhere from being SGA president. I served in my sorority exec board for many years, so I was treasurer for the past 2 years, and then I was FLMP chair at one point. I also did science club all the way up to my freshman to senior year. Golf team, that's a big commitment anyways. And I think I've helped with Love Thy Neighbor, which is our campus pantry, so it's very good to volunteer and help the community out. So I've done many different things on campus overall.
You sure have. And the Love Thy Neighbor program is great. That's an affiliate with us at my local Episcopal Church, Table Graces, and they do a marvelous job taking care of folks in the community who have food insecurity. It's perfect. And with the sorority, we had a period of time where we didn't have fraternities and sororities. And do you find that the Greek life itself is a lot of fun?
Greek life is definitely a lot of fun because you have a sisterhood, is what we like to call it. Because it's your family for life, because you'll come back and you'll come back for those people that you met along the way.
Absolutely. And then is there still what we used to call a Greek weekend competition, or is this through homecoming? What's there?
So homecoming has their own week where all the clubs on campus can participate, or sports teams. But we also have Greek week, which is between the two sororities and fraternity on campus, where we all compete against each other. But last year when we did it, we did all the sororities and fraternity combined. So we had combined teams instead of just going against each other specifically.
Good. Was there one of the fun things I recall from my years, they did, I think it was called an all sing. You competed in that. You don't do that now though, different songs and compete with judges and all that.
So we still have a lip sync, which is during homecoming week.
Lip sync.
So lip sync is the final, so it's usually on Friday, which is the final day of homecoming.
Mm-hmm.
And any club that's participated in homecoming that week can participate in lip sync, because usually you have to participate in it if you want to win the competition. So this past homecoming, it was both sororities, the fraternity, and BSU who competed.
Did y'all win?
No, we came in third place. BSU won, and then Sigma Kappa got second, and then Kappa Beta Gamma got third, and the fraternity got last.
Okay. Those were always fun things, and I've seen some of the lip syncs, folks, and it's absolutely great. Now, as you're, and you and I chatted about this before, as you're beginning your journey to the end here and of your college time, what do you see as things that can be encouraged for students as they become an alum of Tennessee Wesleyan to come back to homecoming, to give to the school, et cetera? And that's a lengthy question, but what do you see as ways that we who are working with alumni can help engage you all prior to graduating?
So I always push that involvement is very important on campus, because if you have students who are not involved in any clubs or sports, they don't have a reason to come back to campus really at all. Especially since we have a lot of foreign students who are from various parts of the world, it's harder for them to want to come back to the United States if they're already back in their home country, or just like they have no reason to come back.
That's an excellent point. Giving is always tough too, Bevan, and that's hard if, say, you're going on to med school just like I did. You got absolutely, you have no extra funding. What is a suggestion you might have as someone who's been deeply involved that, say, a first-year alum might be able to send back to the university? And I know that's a kind of crazy question. We look at it all the time, trying to be sensitive to what you might make, but you're going to be spending money, obviously, a lot more than I did to go to med school. But what would you say you would afford, or a dear friend could just send back when you get a letter that says, hey, we'd like to have some money?
So sometimes this is really hard, because I can relate it to like sorority. So we have like alumni when we have to ask for money to help fund like things when we go through like recruitment, and then if we go on retreats and stuff like that. But it's really hard to get people to send money if they're in a tight situation anyways. Usually I would think like maybe $5 or $10 is not too much, but if somebody's in a really tight situation, they're not gonna wanna give up anything either.
Sure. And I think there's gotta be a small amount that we need to feel sensitive about asking for, or nothing at all. Now, if you look at someone who wants to, like your friend who wanted to play golf here, or you were encouraging, share with them what that commitment can be for a student athlete. Because I think some people don't have a good concept of how many hours you have to spend. So in the case of golf, how many hours are you looking at season?
So it can be a lot of hours. So a lot of teams actually practice more than like our golf team does. We practice like Monday through Friday. And it's hard for like me, because I have a different schedule than other teammates. But so since I'm like a STEM science major, I have labs I have to do. So like this past semester when I had golf, I would get out of lab at like 5 o'clock, but then I would have to go practice and I wouldn't be getting done until 7:30 at night.
Yo.
So then I would have to be like coming back to the dorm and still think about dinner and then showers and then just trying to do homework at the end of the day.
Yeah, that's a lengthy day. My daughter swam in college, so I know where you're coming from. 6 a.m. to the end of the day. So you, but from your experience as a student and an athlete, you would or would not encourage those folks coming in to participate in athletics? Maybe an unfair question in a sense, but
I always looked at it when I would talk to my dad about it, that it's always like an honor or like achievement to say you've played in college. And I always encourage, if you really love your sport, that you should like at least try it in college. And then if it feels like it's really overwhelming, definitely think about taking a step back. Because I know at one point I was thinking about taking a step back going into my junior year, because I was very like stressed and overwhelmed with everything.
Absolutely. Yeah, big thing. Of course, do we have intramurals here at Wesleyan or not?
So I don't think we actually have like intramural like clubs and like teams. Some people like play on the sand volleyball court, but it's not exactly like intramural sports.
And we had a big deal here years ago, but I guess I could see you're so involved in that, how there would be no time for intramurals itself. Now, as we wrap up, a bit of advice from you to high school student about needing to go to college. And the reason I asked that, Bevan, in that way, is so many young people don't go to college, but they can have an extremely successful life and no problems. And the cost, obviously, has gone up so much at different schools. If I come to you, say, as a senior in high school at Maryville, and I say, well, tell me from your experiences why I need to consider going to college at all, whether it's Tennessee Wesleyan or not.
So my stance on going to college is very, I think people should go to college if they can. But a lot of people, they can come right out of high school and go into the working force and make their way up, and that's amazing. Especially because college is really expensive nowadays. So if you do not have the money to spend for college, I wouldn't worry about it, because you can make a life not having a college degree, and it's totally fine.
That's excellent. And I think it's great advice, folks, that we look at, because if somebody's pushing and they really don't have the money, like she says, and then they realize, hey, I could go into a line of work, then why spend that money? I agree exactly. It's been a delight to have you with me today, and I'm excited for your career choice, and I hope I get to follow that path with you over the next few years and see how that goes, and maybe get you back on as you graduate and become an alum and join one of us. But thanks so much for being with us today.
Thank you for having me.
Folks, I'm tickled that you could listen today, and thanks for being with us. And as I say to each and every one of you, have a safe and healthy day, and I'll see you a little further up the road.